Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour satellite soiree. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Burbank to Baltimore, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How we doing, everybody? A quick reminder, today is Valentine's Day.
She's a bad girl, David.
So, if you have not made plans for your loved one, if you have forgotten that this is V-Day, we are here for you to get you out of the doghouse early. You may not have woken up and said it right out of the chute. You may not have dinner or lunch or movie or after-work plans. But here is your get-out-of-jail-free card. Do it now. Think quickly. On your feet. Make a play. This is where the great ones are defined. It's not always about preparation. There's only so much prep you can do. There's only so much film work you can do on a day like today. At some point, you've got to make a play. Because at some point in time, yes, film work helps. Preparation helps. At some point, though, the defense gives you a look. Protection is broken down, and you need to figure out where to put that football. You've got to make that play. And so here is your chance to do so. Still early. You're still okay. Make it work. Just remember, the great ones rise to the occasion. Today, we will be talking about the great ones. Shaun White. Did he just become immortal last night? We'll do that coming up in about 15 minutes. We've got your Super Dave Olympic Minute with Dave Friedman coming up here in about 35 minutes. Rachel Bonetta, another great from FS1 Fox Sports. She's covering the Westminster Dog Show. Let me tell you this. This is what my life has become. Last night I watched snowboarding and the dog show. Officially, football season is over.
You are a machine of death.
What can I say? What can I say? My night last night dedicated to half pipe and bean. Yeah, didn't see it coming. Didn't see it coming, folks. But like I said before, sometimes you have to make a play. So Rachel Bonetta is going to join us in studio 1 hour from now. We love her around here. She's hysterical. She's really, really great on camera. And what all of the things that she does for Fox Sports 1. She's done great stuff for MLS as well. So it's going to be exciting to have her here on the show. That'll be in studio. So make sure you watch the WatchDA.com app. WatchDA.com digital simulcast. Also, in the third hour of the show, the hits just keep on coming. Talk about great ones. We've got a double dose of SI swimsuit models this morning. How about Jasmine Wilkins, who's the daughter of former NBA player Gerald Wilkins and the niece of one of the greats, the human highlight reel, Dominique Wilkins, as well as Olivia Jordan. Both of them will be joining us in studio in the third hour of the show, 2 hours from now. So again, watchda.com becomes very, very valuable to all of you guys. when the SI swimsuit models approach us here in studio, we will have a game for them. They do not know they're playing this game, but they will be. And I think you'll enjoy it. They'll be playing the newlywed game. How well do they know their DA show producers? We will have both Mraz and Pete the Body Bilotti and a series of interesting, somewhat embarrassing anecdotes from their lives. We will then ask the models, both Jasmine and Olivia, which one of these two producers did this. And we'll see how well they know their brand new friends here aboard the DA show. Yes, the newlywed game here on the DA show. How well do you know your producers coming up in about 2 hours from now? And captain of the Miracle on Ice, Mike Aruzioni, is going to join us in the third hour as well. So we are just slammed. We can't wait. This should be a really good show. Hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. I want to start with the Cavaliers because I was very quick to bury them a week ago. Before the trade deadline, I said it's over. They are one of the most dysfunctional teams in all of sports. Say goodnight now. LeBron is leaving Cleveland. They're not making the NBA Finals. And this is the end of an era. And in one fell swoop, with all the trades that they made and Kobe Altman realigning his roster, the Cavaliers have looked great since then. And they just destroyed the Boston Celtics, one of their biggest rivals in the East, on the weekend. And then last night, they just beat Oklahoma City on the road, 121-12, and LeBron looks completely re-energized, a tour de force. And right now, Cleveland is playing amazing basketball going into the All-Star break. Tyronn Lue said last night, "This team has exceeded my expectations." Has it? Or does he know it is time to lay it on thick because there is so much negativity surrounding the Cavaliers? It's time for some positivity and some smiles and bouquets. It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
Smith saves it, whips it down court. Nance is going to run under it. Nance makes the catch. Nance throws it down. Oh, goodness, what a sequence there. J.R. Smith, a smart play to save it and whip it ahead. Nance ran under it and jammed.
Just trying to play to our strengths, and our coaching staff was giving us a great game plan every night since the last few games, and just trying to execute it.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Cavs radio into LeBron. Again, LeBron 37 points on a night where he just looked like he could do anything that he wanted. Completely re-energized. He finished with 37, 8, and 8. I'm not so concerned about LeBron because I think that LeBron was unhappy with the way things were constituted before the trade deadline. I think he saw at first before the season a bunch of veterans, instant offense from Isaiah Thomas, his best friend in Dwayne Wade, a Swiss Army knife and a good defensive player in Jay Crowder, and felt, you know what? We'll be okay. And I think as the season wore on, he felt like it was a sinking ship, and that's where LeBron's not at his best. And if I'm going to criticize LeBron, it is that when stuff goes poorly, when he doesn't like what he sees, he doesn't sit there and try to help it. Sometimes he just allows it to fester to basically put it on blast. And I think with Isaiah Thomas and Dwayne Wade and the rest of those guys, especially Isaiah, there might have been a part of it where he was going, you know what? I'm not going to play my best basketball. You guys play through this. I'm not going to save your ass again. I think there was a part of it that he didn't like the way that Isaiah was playing. And that he said, you don't like the way this is going? You fix it, bud. Okay, you fix it. And was kind of getting out of the way and allowing Isaiah Thomas to make a lot of mistakes and the team to look bad to basically prove a point. It'd be like me stepping away from the show and going, oh, you guys know everything? Okay, then you host the show. Have at it, boys. You take it. I think that's a little bit of what LeBron was doing. But now, I think LeBron realizes he's got to be the alpha male again, and these young guys are buying into LeBron, and this is much better for him as the teacher. It's much better. He is much better in this instance. And what I liked from what I saw last night for the Cavaliers was look at the distribution of points. Off the bench, four guys, three of them newbies to the team after the trade deadline in double digits. Rodney Hood, Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance all had double-digit points scored off the bench. Nance, in fact, had 9 rebounds along with it, plus 3 blocks. Jeff Green also tallied 10 points. So you're talking about LeBron and then four guys off the bench that scored double digits. Young guys, springy guys, excited guys wanted to play with LeBron, and they've got a new energy. This is the best thing the Cavaliers could have done. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're automatically going to the NBA Finals because I still believe the Celtics will be very dangerous in the playoffs, and you have to buy in the Toronto Raptors. You have to. The Raptors still are the one seed going into the All-Star break right now in the Eastern Conference. If you're not taking them seriously, you're doing it wrong. You've got to take them seriously. They're really good. They're really hard-nosed. They're well-coached. And by the way, they're dominant at home. They're 24-4 in T-Dot. So you've got to take them seriously. So this is not to say the Cavaliers are automatically going back to the finals, but I love the way this team is playing and the way it's constituted far more than the way that it was. And I think LeBron is re-energized. Ty Lue is feeling better. The bench is giving them something. And they're much better equipped right now to have spring, bounce, agility, energy in the second half of the season post-All-Star break than they were before with a bunch of veterans that looked tired, old, slow, and they didn't want to play with one another. 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. Bad news in the Olympics as the U.S. had a 2-0 lead in the men's hockey game against Slovenia. And with just a minute and a half to play in the third period, Slovenia ties it up at 2-2. It was 2-1 with about 1:20 to go, and then they've tied it up to make it 2-2. And so it looks like we're headed overtime here, or do they just go end of regulation? That's a tie.
I think it's a tie in the Olympics in this round, but we're going to find out, I guess, in 1 second.
This is the first game that the Americans have played in men's hockey. And this, remember, is the team that is not with any NHL players. The NHL decided not to play with any of their players. And so this is all guys that have played in the NHL before or played in the AHL or are playing in the AHL, but nobody at the NHL level playing on this team. So this is the end of regulation. We'll go to overtime in game number one for the U.S. men's Olympic hockey team. They had a 2-0 lead. They've blown it now 2-2 going into overtime. When we come back, speaking of the Olympics, last night, did the flying tomato just touch immortality? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
As conditions on the field change, so can your insurance needs. Talk with a Farmers agent today so you can assess whether your policy is game ready. Find an agent at Farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
It's a good day for you guys to get familiarized with our online digital stream, the simulcast going on at WatchDA.com, because we've got great in-studio guests this morning. We've got Rachel Bonetta, who covered the Westminster Dog Show last night. She'll join us in studio in 40 minutes from FS1. Also, we'll have Jasmine Wilkins and Olivia Jordan, SI swimsuit models, as the swimsuit issue is hitting newsstands. They'll join us in studio in an hour and a half. So make sure you are watching the show at WatchDA.com this morning, and a happy Valentine's Day to you. That's WatchDA.com, available on your phone. That's mobile-friendly, on your laptop, your PC, or any streaming device, including a smart television. Bad news for the U.S. United States had a 2-0 lead in the third period against Slovenia in their first game in the Olympics, the U.S. hockey team on the men's side, and they end up losing 3-2 in overtime. How long did that take, guys? I mean, they led 2-0. Slovenia ends up tying it up with about a minute and 20 to play. They go to overtime. I mean, by the time we got back from break, the game was over.
We blinked and they were jumping off the bench. USA outscored 3-0 in the third period in overtime. Total collapse.
Awful. Just awful. Again, this is the team that doesn't have the Olympic players for the first time since the 90s. The first time since 1994, the NHL players will not be playing. And so for the U.S., this is a good chance to jump out on top and get a little momentum and have a little good vibes going on. But instead, 2-0 lead in the third dissipates. They lose 3-2 in overtime to Slovenia. We'll talk to Mike Ruzioni, who's the captain of the Miracle on Ice, coming up here in the third hour of the show as well. So we'll talk some Olympic hockey with him. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. 38 seconds in! Jan Muirsok! You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain Muirsok. Scores the game-tying goal with a minute 20 to play, and then the winner in overtime. Mraz, just an American killer, that Jan Muirsok.
Jan Muirsok's always been a thorn in their side. It's tough to get over this.
So speaking of the Olympics last night, Shaun White did it again. He becomes the first male American ever to win a gold at the same event in three different Olympics. Bonnie Blair did it as an American woman back in the late 80s, early 90s. But three different Olympics, Shaun White has won the gold in the men's halfpipe. And last night, ripped it again.
White waiting at the bottom. He's won it. Gold for Shaun White, 97.75. He is back on top of the podium. Gold in Pyeongchang for Shaun White.
Greg Meskell, Westwood One. Watching Shaun White, I mean, even if you didn't know much about snowboarding, even if you weren't a snowboarder yourself, even if you've never watched snowboarding before, that was mesmerizing the last two nights. Mesmerizing. And oh, by the way, look at the type of heft, the type of influence NBC and the Olympics have on the games. The men's halfpipe, Shaun White. When is that live? America's primetime. That happened in the middle of the day in Pyeongchang. That happens in the middle of the night in Europe. But in America, we got it in primetime. Bilotti, I know that you're all hot and bothered that people don't want to watch things in tape delay. This has not been on tape delay because they purposefully, NBC pays so much more than anybody else for the Olympic broadcast rights that they put whatever we want when we want it. So you should never worry about tape delay stuff.
It confuses me.
I know, you're easily confused.
I am. I want simple, concise things in sports.
Well, we got that last night, and Shaun White, he levitates. He's incredible. He's explosive. The twists and the twirls, the 1440s and the McTwists. He hits everything. He lands everything flawlessly. He's got more lift, more air than anybody. The guy is a living legend. And you see him when he takes off his helmet and he throws it, that he just looks so much more mature, so much more put together than he used to be when he was just kind of a kid and he was a freckle-faced, redheaded, crazy-haired dude. And he kind of burst upon the scene. Now he looks like a man's man, as much as Shaun White can look like a man's man. But there was a little Tom Brady there. And what I mean by that is, after his terrible performance in Sochi, where he didn't medal, everybody figured at 31 years old, he's washed up. You see how young these kids are competing against him. I mean, they're teenagers. He's 30, 31. So people figured, well, Shaun White's magical ride is over. And instead, here is Sean White looking now like a man, just like Tom Brady looks so much different than he did when he won in 2001, his first Super Bowl, when he was kind of a pudgy-faced, shaggy-haired kid. He didn't look like he would ever marry a supermodel. And now he's the elder statesman, and he's telling everybody, I'll take on all comers, all you young bucks, and I'll still shred you. And that's what we just saw from Sean White. I mean, last night he kind of touched into the Michael Phelps Usain Bolt category, where he just became a force of nature, where he just ended up crossing over. Now, Michael Phelps collected all these ridiculous tallies of medals, but that's because he had a billion different events that he could swim in. For Usain Bolt, there's a limited amount of track events he could run in. For Sean White, there's a limited amount of snowboarding events he can compete in. But same type of thing where he's now a crossover guy, crossover hero. He's bigger than the event and bigger than the Olympics, and he's the big name. I thought it was awesome. Again, I'm not an X Games guy. I don't watch a lot of snowboarding. I did grow up skiing, so I do have an appreciation for winter sports, but I thought watching Sean White the last two nights was captivating, really captivating. That was really cool. There is a certain dash now of immortality. He's the first American man ever, first American male ever to gold in three different Winter Olympics. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Andrew Bogish has been hard at work covering this U.S. men's hockey game. What does this mean for us today now that we've blown a 2-0 lead and lost to Slovenia in the first game?
It means that they've failed to get 2 points or 3 points or however many an overtime or an Olympic win is. I don't know who they play next.
Okay.
So it means something. I would suggest winning their next two games.
Okay. So there's three games of the preliminary rounds to get into the...
Again, these are all guesses, D.A.
Okay.
This is not your Olympic minute.
So you don't know how many points...
I'm assuming it's three.
How many games...
I'm assuming it's three.
Or who they play next.
I'm assuming it's not Slovenia.
Okay.
How can this be?
Slovakia.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sean's other country that he knows from Eastern Europe.
So it's the double slows here.
They play at 10 p.m. I don't know if that's what time zone we're talking about.
That's ours.
Okay, so they're giving us that.
Is that possible? They could play at 7 a.m. Eastern time and then 10 p.m. Eastern time?
Because technically they just played a night game in Pyeongchang, so that would be like an early afternoon game.
I mean, really early.
Because think about it, we're talking about Sean White. This USA hockey game just took place on the same day that Sean White did the halfpipe. We've gotten to sleep in between.
Oh, right? Yeah, we have.
I'm confused.
You're very confused.
So they'll play Wednesday night and Friday afternoon.
Very bad for
South Korean time.
Exactly what I'm talking about here.
Easily confused. Well, this is just...
Yeah, this Saturday we get the athletes from Russia. That's going to be a big one.
You have to understand, though, that not everybody revolves around our time zone, Bilotti. So they do have to rework stuff in that's not on your schedule.
They shouldn't. Keep it easy for me, please.
Keep it easy for you.
One time zone all around.
Okay, got it.
How about that?
You just want to make sure, if they're going to compete in the Olympics and hold an international series of events over 2 weeks in Korea, South Korea, you want to make sure that your timeline lines up.
Correct, consistency.
Okay, for you.
For me.
Okay, so the IOC should come to Pete Bilotti and say, what's best for you, Pete?
That's right. I'm going to the Mraz playbook here.
Okay,
on this one.
Got it.
This game was live on TV, though, by the way. Pete's initial complaint yesterday was tape delay, and there's no tape delay involved today in men's hockey. Or was Sean White last night?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
We just played a hockey game. It's 9:30 a.m. Eastern time.
Right. NBC did do its job with Pete. They didn't hide anything with those two results. They didn't ask Pete to wait until 2 this afternoon to watch them.
Well, that's the thing. We could have just done spoiler alert. I don't know. There might be people that are waking up going, oh, I didn't want to know what happened, because maybe they won't replay that until later on today. But we can't abide by that. We're in the live sports business here on the DA Show.
We wouldn't be doing our jobs.
Breaking news.
Me in particular.
When we come back, more Olympic talk. This has been a big Olympic hour here on the show. We'll have Super Dave Friedman give us his Olympic Minute coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
Everybody was in an uproar.
Maybe this guy's thinking, hey, I'm 25 years old. Sorry.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. DA with you each and every morning, 9 until noon Eastern time here on CBS Sports Radio. And remember that you could always stream the show by using any of the apps, the CBS Sports app. It's free. It's got breaking news, sports scores, columns, videos, and CBS Sports Radio. Simply go over to the left-hand toolbar, scroll all the way down. You'll see CBS Sports Radio there. Also, you can use the TuneIn app, the radio.com app, or Apple Music. Remember a couple of weeks ago we had on the voice of Mutant League Football, which was also the voice of NBA Jam? Boom shagalaga! Well, the good people over at Mutant League Football, revamping, rebooting a very cool video game from the 90s that I used to have on Sega Genesis, sent us a bunch of Mutant League Football swag, whereas they sent us Mutant League Football cards.
Like player cards with the different mutants? Is that what we're talking about?
Yep, you want to hear about some of them?
Sure.
How about running back Sharikiel Elliott?
Very similar name to Ezekiel Elliott. I like it.
How about robot Wham Neutron? How about the devilish line basher Von Killer?
I like it. I see what they did.
The elder statesman, number 12 quarterback, Bomb Shady.
Wow.
And my personal favorite, wide receiver, looks like a bit of an alien with orange grass growing out of the top of his head. Oh, hell, Reckham Jr.
Boom shakalaka.
And we say aliens don't exist. Come on. They're playing mutant football somewhere in another galaxy.
I would think so. Also, they sent us this promotional cartridge, and it's not a real cartridge for Sega Genesis, but it's designed just like it would be. If you're watching at watchda.com, you see it right now. It's awesome. I mean, I'm holding this like it was the old school Mutant League Football with the big box and the plastic case. And you crack it open. I love it. Just got to blow in the cartridge right now. Hang on. Now I got to stick it in and play. So good stuff. Thanks to Mutant League Football for sending this along. It's time for your Olympic Minute with our friend Super Dave.
Curling, bobsled, that thing with a gun on skis.
Here's a triple flip. Nicely done.
The DA Show is watching 2,400 hours of coverage, so you don't have to.
Here at Courchevel, the final round of the large hill jumping, the battle of the teenagers is reaching its climax.
It's Super Dave's Best of the Winter Olympics.
It's going to come down to style, I think.
Dave Friedman is often known as the voice of the Winthrop Eagles, but I know him as the foremost authority on Olympic minutia, and he joins us this morning on the show. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, DA.
So, last night, did you watch Shaun White? I know that you're not huge in the X Games, but he did win gold last night.
I mean, if you're not blind, you had to watch since they replayed over and over and over again.
Although, after he wins that dramatic final run gold, they quickly transition into figure skating. That was the ultimate downer.
Yeah, the Americans in the figure skating weren't particularly good, and it certainly goes from action sport to something much more finesse. I was disappointed they couldn't get the skiing in. I was looking forward to that. I mean, it feels like with all the delays with skiing, they're going to end up running every event simultaneously or back to back to back at some point.
So what did you really enjoy from yesterday's Olympic action?
Well, you know, yesterday's Olympic action, there were several things I liked. Obviously, we talked yesterday about curling. There was some very exciting curling action. I also really got into the cross-country skiing, the Sprint Classic, which is 1.8 kilometers. I like that. But this morning we had action on the ice, DA. I don't know if you were doing live updates on the show.
We were.
A couple of interesting results.
We were. The U.S. has a 2-0 lead in men's hockey going into the third period. They give up two goals in the third, including one with a little over a minute and change to play, and then lose just seconds into overtime. A crushing blow for the U.S. men's hockey team.
Right, and then the even bigger upset, Slovakia over the favorite Russia 3-2. So two kind of interesting results early on today.
What are you taking away from that?
Well, I think the takeaway that everyone has is that Russia, who is a huge favorite, I mean, they're filled with names that you know that played in the NHL, might not be quite as good. I think we would probably want to tap the brakes on that. It's one game. But remember, Russia hasn't won the gold since 92 in men's hockey. As for Team USA, you know, I don't know that this was completely unexpected. I realize that Slovenia is not a huge power, but it is a mishmash of retired guys and college guys and guys not quite good enough to play in the NHL. So I'm not sure what the expectations for Team USA should have been. Russia, on the other hand, appeared to have a stacked roster, and it's pretty surprising to see them lose to Slovakia.
But I'll tell you, that is a brutal loss by the Americans, because if they wanted to be a little Cinderella story here, losing those points and losing that win, having a 2-0 lead and a goal lead with a little over a minute to play, that could really submarine them, right?
That's true, but you do get points for losing in overtime, so it's not a complete loss.
Did you see the controversy with Great Britain defending their skeleton suits, as others, including Americans, have said they were illegal suits for the skeleton?
You got to watch out for that, DA. That's kind of like the speed skating quote-unquote scandal, where there are teams now saying that the blue suits are the fastest color.
What is the event you're most looking forward to coming up here the next couple of days?
Well, I told you, I'm really into the curling. I was very excited that John Schuster and the American team, who has been very bad the last two Olympics, kind of dominated yesterday to get to 1-0, and now they play Italy today. So I'm certainly looking forward to that.
Okay, so you have now hammered John Schuster of the American curling team 2 days in a row. Is he the coach?
No, he's the captain. He's the skipper. He runs the show, and he's been really good for like 8 years in everything but the Olympics, and really bad in the Olympics. So it's one of those deals where you don't know what you're going to get. He's outstanding at what he does, but he's come up really small when the big matches have come. But he was great in the third end. He scored a 3 for the U.S. in the third end yesterday, scored another couple in the fifth end, and really put away the competition. Now, the favorites are Canada and Sweden, but if the U.S. can compete for a medal, that would be a dramatic difference than the last couple of Olympics, where our friend Andrew Catalan was faced with broadcasting USA men's curling matches that were irrelevant because they were eliminated early.
Dave Friedman is the voice of the Winthrop Eagles. He's our Super Dave, foremost authority on Olympic minutiae, and he joins us here on the show. Obviously a staunch supporter of Olympic curling, huge curling guy. So do you feel like the Americans, it's bad strategy from Schuster, or he's just coming up poorly in terms of his actual success and efficiency when it comes to the Olympics?
I think one leads to another. I think frustration and poor play sometimes leads to less than ideal decision making.
Got it. Okay, this is day two of Super Dave and his Olympic Minute. He's also the host of the Bearded Carcast, which is his podcast available on iTunes. They talk sports. What's the preview on the Bearded Carcast?
Well, we're doing our latest episode tomorrow, and we'll certainly talk some curling and probably the wide world of sports like normal. But the idea behind the CarCast, Damon, is we travel to all these basketball games that we broadcast, and we kind of do part sports talk show, part travelogue on the way to the game. We have a lot of fun. The most recent episode, we talked post-NFL, where do you focus your attention, whether it be basketball, the NBA, or college, or the Olympics, or where do you put most of your energy? And I know on your show today, you're focusing on models and dog shows.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
it's a hard-hitting day.
It's that time of year here on the DA show. So a travelogue show, that sounds very close to my heart in terms of nomad type stuff.
Yeah, it's very much up that alley. If we play a game, Winthrop, where I broadcast basketball games, plays a game at Virginia, we'll get to Charlottesville a little bit early. We'll have a good meal. We'll tweet about it. We'll put stuff up on Facebook. We'll do a little stand-up. Then we'll go visit something historic or interesting in the area. And then we talk about what we do, and we talk about the game, and we talk about whatever's going on in the wide world of sports, and come on home.
It's Dave Friedman and the Bearded Carcast, available on iTunes right now. Check it out. Dave Friedman is our Super Dave Olympic Minute correspondent throughout the games in Pyeongchang. Thanks so much, Dave. We'll talk to you again, buddy.
Absolutely. Enjoy the model and the dog shows.
Thank you. It's hard not to enjoy both. Westminster Dog Show last night. Best in show went to that really puffy-faced dog that looked like a cartoon. We'll have to get the details from Rachel Bonetta from Fox Sports and FS1. Who says that the DA show is all gimmicks? Who says we're not hard-hitting sports? Who says? We'll not only have Rachel Bonetta from the Westminster Dog Show in studio coming up here in about 10 minutes from now, but in the final hour of the show, SI swimsuit models Jasmine Wilkins and Livia Jordan. This is going to be very exciting because we're going to play with them. How well do you know your producers? We're going to give them a series of anecdotes, factoids, nuggets from Pete Bilotti and Mraz's background, their true life behind the scenes. We will wonder, we will ask the models who did what. You know, maybe there's a question thrown in there about eating a dog dropping. Maybe. Perhaps. We'll see. Which one of the two, the models believe, did that? That comes up in a little over an hour from now, and you can watch that at watchda.com. So become familiar with the watchda.com digital simulcast going on right now. It's mobile-friendly, watchda.com. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Tweets are coming in. DA on CBS. Nate tweets, DA, don't yet call the Cavs back. They're looking great, but J.R. Smith is shooting 70% from both the two and the three. He averages in the 30s. That extra offensive output is the difference in these games. Could be due to new players or could be just Smith being streaky. Well, that wasn't really the difference in their big win over the Celtics. I mean, they destroyed Boston. I'm not calling the Cavaliers back. I'm just saying that the way that they look since the trade is a 180, and it's because of the type of players they got back. And once you get LeBron once again engaged, motivated, and positive, he can go negative. Once you get that, now you become dangerous again. Because let's face it, LeBron in the middle of that losing streak wasn't playing like LeBron normally does either. I think part of it might have been that he was waiting to see if Isaiah Thomas was going to get it going, so he put more on Isaiah's plate, knowing that they needed Isaiah from a scoring output standpoint going into the playoffs. Maybe it was also that Isaiah didn't fit in very well. He didn't like the effort. Isaiah was chirping a lot, especially after games. We go our separate ways, all that type of stuff. And perhaps you had LeBron going, okay, you know everything, buddy? Then you fix it. And kind of proving his point. Whatever the case is, clearly, LeBron's more engaged. He's happier. That team's more effective. They just feel more positive. Aaron tweets, DA, the Raptors don't fear the Cavs. They need to get the top seed. They're almost unbeatable at home. Raps are 24-4 at home. And Toronto should be taken seriously. I said this out of the gate. I keep hammering this home. People are not respecting the Raptors. And it's a little bit like the Eagles. And I'll be the first to admit, with Philadelphia, once Wentz went down, I said, forget it. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They're an easy mark in the NFC playoffs. And even after the Falcons game, I wondered in the playoffs. But what the Eagles kept doing was flying under the radar, no super duper stars, but a balanced team that kept proving it on the field. And that's exactly what Toronto is. And once the Eagles absolutely dismantled the Vikings in the NFC Championship game, I said, forget it. You have to believe in Philadelphia. Look at what they just did. I don't know when that turning point's going to happen for Toronto. It might happen in the second round of the playoffs. It might be that they've got to get to the second round and then win that series against Cleveland or Boston. And then finally, they'll start getting that love in the Eastern Conference Finals. But Yeah, people are sleeping on Toronto, big time. Bob tweets, same things have been said about the Raptors the past couple of years. They've always been a top four seed, get to the playoffs and flame out like the fakes that they are. Well, this is their best shot. No doubt about it. This is the best team in terms of defensive commitment, in terms of scoring balance, dominance at home, and I think also maturity. If they're the one seed of the East and they go into the playoffs, they don't even get out of the second round, then yeah, they will be frauds yet again. When we come back here on the show, Rachel Bennett is going to join us from the Westminster Dog Show, Fox Sports and FS1 from last night. She'll be in studio, so watch the simulcast at watchda.com. She's awesome. She's been great in the MLS and the soccer games for a long time here in the States and in Canada. She's a native of Toronto, so we'll ask her about those Raptors that she loves so dearly. All coming up here next. WatchDA.com is where you can check it out. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.